Royal Valley Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by the Royal Valley boys basketball coach, Chris Brown, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Tough stretch here in these last few weeks, or I should say these last few games. You guys went roughly three-ish weeks without a game with the postponements from last week, plus the holiday break, and then you have the long layoff and then have to go to Nemaha Central on Tuesday night. Thunder able to get the win, but again, a long layoff, and then you go see a really good team on Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the good news is we didn't play offensively very well to start the game, but defensively I was so pleased. You know, they scored 7-3 after a quarter, and really most of their 7 points kind of came at the end of the first quarter, and we pretty well shut them out for a significant portion of that quarter. You know, obviously they did the same to us. Neither team could get much going, and then that even carried on through about midway through the second quarter. But the difference in the game was basically mid-second quarter through mid-third quarter. They probably went on, you know, a 30-point run or maybe even worse, and at that point the game, you know, was over. So we've talked a lot about, you know, we do some good things and we do the right thing a lot of times, but we are certainly not good enough to have, you know, really poor stretches. And we had a really poor stretch, and to Nemaha's credit, they had a great stretch and definitely, you know, were able to extend it out and make not much of a game for it for the fourth quarter.
I'm sure it's different for a lot of coaches, but at least, you know, from your eyes and your perspective, what's the biggest concern when you have a long layoff? Is it as simple as putting the ball in the hoop on offense? Is it the conditioning aspect defensively? I mean, when you have these three-ish kind of week layoffs, I mean, what's kind of the biggest concern coming back from that?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I actually don't consider it a huge concern. It's going to condense the season. The biggest concern to me would be actually the rest of the year. You know, it condenses the rest of the year, so you have more games, less practices when you think, you know, you might need it, you know, probably a slightly higher injury risk because of that and all that stuff. But, you know, you normally would be worried about rhythm and, like you said, struggling to score. Well, we were out of rhythm and struggling to score before our, you know, almost month-long break. So that's definitely not a worry for us. Conditioning, sure, once again, to even go back to, you know, the injury prevention aspect of it, which is, you know, something we try to take pretty seriously here. So that's the biggest thing, is now it condenses the rest of the year. And now you also get to the point where if you have any more snow outs, you get that they're harder to make up those games. And you certainly want the opportunity for the boys to play every game they have scheduled.
So Nemaha Central this, you know, a few days ago here, you know, the game before the break, taking on a very good Sabetha team. And, you know, the Big East League, we talked about it before the year started. You bring in these new teams and just how challenging it's going to be night in and night out. And that's certainly the case on Friday. You guys get St. Mary's. This Bears team off to an undefeated start at 7-0, and they have looked very good, you know, here early on in the season. What's the early prep looking like for them and just the challenges taking on a good team like St. Mary's on Friday?
Well, it's even more impressive than 7-0, because five of the seven, you know, without who's probably the best player in the league, you know, and the Brady Hurley kid. He didn't play before Christmas, and now he's back, and obviously a huge boost for him. So they're deep, they're good, they're incredibly skilled at the guard position, and run a lot of really good stuff on offense, obviously, with Will. He always does, and pressure on defense, and certainly going to be a challenge, and a, you know, very similar challenge to what we faced last night, because that's a lot of the things I'm, you know, Nemaha is as well. So, you know, our goal, as always, is going to be to play good defense, contest shots, rebound when they miss, take care of the ball, and, you know, if you can do those things, you're generally in the game. You know, blowouts happen whenever you can't rebound and you can't protect the ball and you don't close out on shooters. So if we can do those things, hopefully give ourselves a chance to have a chance is one of the things we talk about a lot here.
There it is. Royal Valley boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us, coming off the loss to Nemaha on Tuesday night. Back at home on Friday, taking on right now a very good team in St. Mary's. Another Big East League showdown. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.